I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, your Lexington NPR news station, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, Apple Shop filmmaker Elizabeth Barrett recently passed away, and today we are remembering her landmark film, Stranger with a Camera.
Apple Shop has been a national center for community media and cultural production really since 1969. Within the Apple Shop creative ecosystem, which is vast, Elizabeth Barrett was one of the stars. Her most celebrated film, the 2000 documentary Stranger with a Camera, revisits the 1967 shooting death of Canadian filmmaker Hugh O'Connor in Letcher County, Kentucky. With the war on poverty, the area had already had an influx of reporters, filmmakers, journalists, academics coming in and asking questions, which did anger some residents who felt exploited by how their community was being portrayed. On the last day of filming, Hugh O'Connor, the filmmaker, was shot and killed by Hobart Eisen. This is really a remarkable documentary. Now, we don't have an interview with Elizabeth Barrett, but we do have an interview with Judy Jennings. Judy Jennings is a native of Lexington, founded the University of Louisville Women's Center, served as the executive director of the Kentucky Foundation for Women for 16 years. But before that, Jennings worked as a fundraiser for Apple Shop from 1987 to 1991, where she met and admired the work of filmmaker Elizabeth Barrett. Barrett had just embarked on Stranger with a Camera when Jennings helped her win a National Endowment for the Humanities Production Grant. And over the next 8 years, the two worked together to co-produce the film just in time for Sundance Film Festival in 2000.
Well, as a researcher, as an academic, when I first started, when I came on there, I thought we could figure out what happened that day and that there would be a truth. And that then we would be like, oh, here's what happened. And we know what happened, we know. And the people pretty much agree. But what you don't know is how much time elapsed, you know, like he shot once in the air to get off my land. Did he just go shoot, or did he go like, okay? I mean, I think the best telling of it is really Calvin Trillin's telling, because we couldn't, that's the best telling of it. And even after all the research we did and all the people we talked to, there's not a whole lot to add to that story of what really happened. And that's why he tells, it was so good that he agreed to tell the story, that story. I mean, I think we did want it to be a journey and a search.
One of the things that transformed Stranger with a Camera was when Elizabeth Barrett made the decision to not just be the filmmaker, but to actually appear in the film, adding a reflective dimension. In this clip, you'll also hear from the interviewer, Jeff Keith.
Yeah, well, she didn't want to do it. We showed it a million times without her, and it was pretty far developed. And Eric Barnhouse, the one that finally said, you have to be in the film. So Elizabeth is one of the most private people in the whole world. I mean, really. And so she would not have wanted to be in it. And so her agreeing to be in it was a big deal for her. And she did it for the good of the film. You know, she didn't do it because she wanted to.
I feel like it gives it the film a sort of a narrative perspective and sort of velocity. It moves the viewer through the story, but also through the making of the film. And to hear you share the how process oriented it was, and then also that there was so much debating, kind of speaks to one of my favorite things about the film, which is despite having that strong kind of narrative thread, it's searching, you know.
And yeah. So Yes.
In some ways, this film wasn't about finding answers, but about asking better questions. It went on to be shown at Sundance, and from Sundance, the film traveled widely, sparking many conversations and winning national awards. With Stranger with a Camera, Elizabeth Barrett leaves a lasting legacy for anyone who picks up a camera and wants to document community.
And this interview is online.
All of our interviews from the Exploring Legacies of Apple Shop Oral History Project are online at KentuckyOralHistory.org. And in honor of Elizabeth Barrett, Apple Shop has released the full film on their YouTube channel.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.